Well, g'day. This is a 2-minute warning thanks to Mazda BT50, the brand new complete package. The Mazda BT50. It's a 2-minute warning. Tell your friends, like, subscribe. All right, let's get stuck in.
Thoughts? Look, I think once I hear the music, will be a bit better.
Well, that was my best Nick Rinn impression. The great man is not here today, unfortunately. You know what he's probably doing? He's probably at Mazda looking at the brand new Mazda BT50 because it is the complete package.
That's right. Is it, do you know why he's not here?
Why?
He's got a sniffle.
Well, he's got COVID.
He's got a little sniff.
Oh, my God.
I know.
The boss just takes days off now because he's got a little cold.
I'd expect it from you.
Yeah, I could see that.
Do you have any sick days a year do you reckon you have?
Actually take?
Yeah.
I don't think any.
Never.
I would have taken one or two across the time.
Journey, yeah.
Yeah, but nah, not really. You?
Nah, never.
You wouldn't take any, nah. I reckon. You'd come in half dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That real prick. Yeah. Actually, did you do a skit on that, Josh? If I seen you do a skit, of course, Rhino and I and Xavier are here and Nick's away, but Josh is going to pop in.
Yep.
Have I seen you do the six skit? Was that you?
Yeah, we did six skit. The guy that rocks up. I mean, it's a bit different. I'm not trying to like play the smallest violin in history, but at our office, if you're not here, it just falls to someone else, and then you end up making up the rest of the week. So you end up rocking up at work and then making everyone else sick. I actually did get about 5 people sick about a month ago.
Did you?
So yeah, and I felt like, and then they blamed it on me.
Oh, they actually identified.
Yeah,
everyone does contact tracing these days.
We've got someone. I'm not going to name names, but someone who comes in when they're really sick and coughs and splutters everywhere and makes a huge deal about how they're soldiering on. And you just want to say to them,
Just go home.
We don't want you here.
Who?
No, I can't say.
Male, female?
Female.
Why are you writing Baz? just one quick.
Baz is never sick. He might be a vampire.
Yeah, he just soldiers on there, doesn't he?
Before we get in today, I'll be fielding a lot of the callers, you know, the questions that have been on our Instagram. So if you do have some questions that you want the boys to field on Mondays, make sure you hit up the Hardball Gets Instagram. So I'll be hitting those for my teams. So we'll hopefully get through a couple of them. But first, Rhino, we did have one. Why isn't Rhino's name on the billboard outside the West? Why isn't your head on there?
I don't know. That's a great question.
You're always saying you're doing the heavy lifting.
Well, yeah.
How far off do you think you are of getting on a billboard?
On the billboard?
Honestly, like, don't be modest.
No, I don't know. It's not about billboards for me.
Yes, it is.
It's about the work. It's about, look, if Ray Cougar's listening, a billboard would be nice. You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Ray does listen, doesn't he?
I reckon he has a listen. Just a cheeky listen every now
Ray,
and then.
Though.
I believe his father-in-law listens.
Oh.
So if you're listening, Ray's father-in-law.
There you go.
Just start, maybe say Ryan needs a billboard.
You need to have a shave, actually.
I do. No, I'll shave after this. So I've got a couple.
What's breaking news tonight?
Because
this won't be up by the time you do your story. So
no, it won't. No, Joshy, nothing really breaking.
We tricked him.
Michael Long.
Yeah, he's coming
over.
He's
going to do the long walk with Gavin Wanganeen. It's not really
did that
news.
This morning.
Well, the news kind of just was all over the weekend, wasn't it?
And
Dreamtime here. And
it didn't credit me for going with Dreamtime confirmed.
Well, like, we had this conversation. Okay, so talk me through. On Saturday you went
So I broke the story that Dreamtime's going to be knocked off.
I don't think that was the case.
And because I don't have a journalistic title next to my name, sure. I didn't get credit with it, Joshy, so Rhino just took it. And just treated me like a normal punter on Twitter, not someone who was breaking news.
Where did you break it and when?
You
and
didn't even
like
put it on
broke
Twitter.
It on Triple M.
Okay, cool.
What day?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Morning.
Right. So if I had it on Thursday...
No, you ummed and ahed.
Would that be earlier?
No, but everyone knew the writing was on the wall. It's, you know, just some Rain Man doing that. Everyone knew it was coming.
Okay.
Just it wasn't confirmed. Everyone knew.
So on Saturday you used the words...
Confirmed.
It will definitely happen.
Definitely.
There is zero doubt.
Confirmed.
And how did you get that information?
Well, via a Richmond player through a WhatsApp chat.
Really?
Saying prepare, you guys are going to...
Have I just leaked my sources? I just got my first source.
Dusty.
This is how you're just giving it away.
Have you ever cut a source? This is a serious question.
Yep.
So you got your sources. How many sources would you have? Or unlimited?
No. Well, the varying levels.
Yeah.
In terms of people I can call for things, I'd say I'd have maybe, I don't know, 10 good ones and then
Have you ever cut one?
No, you just become hesitant with some people.
Okay.
If they start giving you bogus stuff, or not bogus, but it turns out to be a little off. And
yeah.
It gets dangerous. So you just have to, instead of just going by one person's word, you might need to check it a couple of times.
How many times do you get just a random who just-
Quite a lot.
For literally no reason other than, I don't know, contacting you, feeling a little bit of quite a ego
lot.
Boost?
Yeah, quite a lot. And the punters know stuff. Like there's people who you have a mate who plays for so-and-so or a mate who's got a cousin who happens to be on the Bombers list or whatever. Like there's always connections through the community.
Are you in bed with Nizzy or Simon Garlick?
No, I wish.
Okay. You know, it's funny before nice Don.
They both do a good job, hey?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird town for football and it kind of owns the town. So I think Garlick in particular has come in and adjusted pretty well, I think. I'd like to hear from both of them more in terms of in the public.
See, funny, CEOs over East, no one gives a shit about
it. No, you never hear about it.
I could not even name a CEO at a club in Victoria.
Yeah, it's a high profile gig here.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep.
Could you name one?
Off the top of my Gary Pert, is he at Melbourne?
Is he CEO?
Is he? I don't know.
That's what I mean. But over here, it's like they lead they're the faces of the organisation.
They're the big dogs, yeah. Well, it's not really, there's no sort of big, massive president figures here. Mm. Like Eddie and Jeff Kennett and like these guys, it's not really like that here.
Yeah, Peggy.
Yeah, the presidents here and the chairmans are sort of a bit more under the radar.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a bit different here. Yeah.
Who are the chairmans?
Dale Alcock at Fremantle. Yeah.
Houses.
Yeah, house guy.
Yeah, builds a lot of houses.
Yeah, and Russell Gibbs.
Russell Gibbs at West
Coast.
Who's
building a house?
Who could build many houses if he wanted to.
No, he's building a house.
I saw that. He's bought a $7 million fixer-upper.
Knockdown job.
A fixer-upper.
Where's that?
It's Mozzie Park on the Mozzie
drink. Park.
Yeah, the drink spot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've had our usual weekly ramblings, and I said I was going to go after you this morning.
Yeah, what did you?
No, I got nothing for you. You did us a favour earlier.
Did I? Oh, yeah. So you're going to save that one, just put it in the bank?
Yeah, save it. It's a big one.
Okay. Oh, really?
Timeless.
No, go.
No, I can't.
What is
it? Actually, no, go on. We need the filler.
I need Nick here to come in.
Okay.
Actually, what about me? Every week, say someone on Twitter has been writing occasionally, don't ask Nick, he won't pay you. Or, a couple of times you've tweeted something. Don't ask Nick, he doesn't pay invoices. Have you noticed those comments pop up on tweets and stuff you've done?
I haven't.
So,
that's so good.
Funny enough, I was about to attack him the other day and I was like, this is bullshit. Where's these invoices? Turns out I hadn't sent them.
So
Nick's
time.
On here.
All this time.
No, they are a bit slack, but I'm in a rhythm now. But now there's no rhythm because they're built up. But I'll put my hand up and say I just hadn't sent them.
Unforgivable.
Anyway, here we go. We're going to be a little bit discombobulated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that a good word? Yeah. Discombobulated. Because, Josh, you've got six questions, so you'll read the question from six that we got off.
From the punters?
From the punters. We just pick six random clubs, and then you and I, Rhino, have split up a few others. So there's no real order, but we'll see how we go.
Chaos.
Let's get right into it. Oh, wrong one. Good start.
Adelaide Football Club, Tex Walker out of contract, hurting mine, JB and Billy's rush hour during the week, saying he is waiting for a phone call from the list manager to discuss his future. The list manager is his former manager at Adelaide. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so it must be. So
it's handy.
Tex Walker, as good a season as it's been.
You give him another year.
He goes around again?
I think so. I think with those senior guys, if they're bringing something positive in terms
which
of-
Which he would on and off field.
Yeah. He seems like a really good fella.
Geez, he was good on the weekend.
He was very good. And he's actually bringing people into the game in terms of the fans. Adelaide Oval, he's a king there.
Yeah.
I just see if they're still contributing in a really positive way, then why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like it's not like they have to pay a bunch of
people. What
sort of
money would it be? 4 to 5?
Someone like that, probably about that. And it's probably, you're slightly overpaying him for where he's at, but it's also, again, who else you're paying? And also, thanks for everything. It's like
a superannuation.
Handshake, golden handshake, they call it.
Have you been to Adelaide Oval? Have you watched the game of footy there?
Yeah, fantastic.
What game was it?
Crows.
So you didn't get the In Excess?
Port.
Last time I was there, I went to Adelaide v Geelong and Taylor
Walker?
No, Taylor Geelong.
Taylor fullback. Harry?
Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor kicked 5.
Swift?
They swung him forward and kicked 5.
Yeah,
and that was Hamgate.
Oh,
man, when he had the ham in his socks. Yeah. Jeez, I was pissed on the hill.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Swahili. I remember last thing I remember was the wife saying, hey, mate, just a heads up, you've got a luncheon you need to go to tomorrow. I reckon you probably don't need to go out.
Did you make it to the luncheon?
Yeah, spewed in the – bus on the way up. Had to have the bus pull over and empty out. Yeah, no, it was Hawkins's 30th birthday.
Jesus.
So, yeah, no, it was a good night. But, yeah, so there's Adelaide Oval. There's 2 minutes in it, surely.
No, it's just under.
Yeah.
Brisbane. This is Roy Kane from the Instagram page. Can Brisbane beat the D's? Now, both your thoughts. You want to start, Ryan?
Yes, they can. Where is that game? Is that one of those random ones? I actually think it might be in Sydney. I think it's at the SCG potentially.
Well, they're at the Gabba this week.
Yes, they can. Brisbane are flying. And one guy I want to talk about is
TP.
Was that?
It
was supposed to be in Alice Springs, but I don't think it can be. So I think we're looking at the SCG.
Tracker Park.
I want to talk about Mitch Robinson. 30 disposals, 12 marks, 4 goals on the weekend.
Yeah.
Just quietly having a really good season. Really nice
He's
little
good player. He's a little bit like a Tex Walker.
Yeah.
He'd be doing good things off the field, on the field.
Good vibe guy.
Mad. He's an absolute lunatic.
I reckon you'll get 3 votes for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I look back and see if he'd ever had 3 votes before. How many times do you reckon he's had 3 votes?
No, I'd say more than you think. I'd say 4 times.
He's had 3 votes 4 times.
Wow.
Bang.
Once back to back.
Yeah, because he went through patches where he'd do stuff like that and you go, well, geez.
2011, he had 2 very similar games. That was his best game.
2011?
2011 for Carlton. He back-to-back, rounds 10 and 11.
At Carlton?
That's how long he's been going around. That was his
No, but I was surprised.
Season.
I thought he was not, like just a reckless
No, I think he had some moments at Carlton.
He had way better moments at Brisbane. Yeah, both.
Then he's had 3 again in 2012, and then his last one before this week's, which will be, was 2015 against Carlton, his first season in Brisbane.
Yeah, no, so, he's done good things. Yeah, have you ever seen that? I'm pretty sure it's Old Vision. I was on TikTok yesterday, and it popped up Mitch Robinson playing Game Boys or whatever they do online.
Yeah, he's into the gaming, isn't he?
And how blunt he was about Tom Lynch.
Really?
He's like,
oh, no, this was a big thing at the time. Yeah,
and first time I saw it was like, I don't like him. He went to a team that won premierships and I think he's a flog. Something like that.
God.
Yeah, no, it was as brutal as I've ever heard a player speak about another opponent. Yeah. You never really hear that.
We need more Mitch Robinson in the media.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the kind of stuff he's coming out with. Carlton, that was sloppy on the weekend. Like, again, they were in a sort of a winnable position.
Yeah.
Again, they just fell in a heap.
Well, they kept escaping ahead, and then I was sort of bouncing back and forth, and Sydney would have kicked 2 in a row to get back in it.
Yeah.
Like, they were almost like 2 goals away from opening it, but they never did it.
They kind of got dissected, like Dawson in the second half. Heaney was really good.
Yeah, Heaney was brilliant.
But he just kind of did what he wanted to do at times.
3 in the first there.
Yeah. I think the thing I think is sad is, like, Mark Murphy getting dropped and then being the sub. That's just, it's a gross way for this to be going away.
I've been sub at Sydney. Oh. They give you shit too.
Really? Oh. Really?
Sub. When you do the warm-up song, the lounge line, in that front row where you walk through, is it the members there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, they just rip you to shreds.
Get into you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Mark would have been hearing that.
Yeah.
Would you rather, if you're Mark Murphy, is there much worth in continuing this career?
So
or if you're going to be getting dropped and being the sub, or is it time to walk away? Not right now, but at the end of the year.
So do we know whether he was omitted, dropped, you're not good enough, or was that there?
Said omitted.
Yeah, but that's the only way they can get him to being a sub, isn't it?
Well, it didn't say managed. You could say managed. No, you can make anyone your sub if you want. So they managed, well, they omitted him.
Yeah, no, but they named the 22 on the Friday night, on the Thursday night, so he can't be named in that to be the sub.
No. So he's one of the emergencies.
Out. Yeah, so he has to be out.
Yeah.
So then, because I'm sure coaches.
You could say managed in the term.
But like Sean, what did they do to Sean Burgoyne?
They said managed. They always say managed.
Did they?
They never say omitted. The term matters because if it's dropped, and this is what happened with Reece Conger a few weeks ago, everyone said, oh, no, it'd be his injury, his hamstring. Oh, well, I rang the Dockers and they said,
no,
he's been omitted.
Yeah.
And that language matters because managed comes into it a lot. So what are you doing if you're Murphy?
You're definitely not playing VFL. It's, am I playing?
So at the end of the season, you're probably gone, unless it's a significant turnaround.
Yep.
Collingwood.
Collingwood, Jonathan Brown. Did you sit through that game? Geelong?
No. The one I didn't watch this weekend.
Jonathan Brown said,
thank God.
This is the worst ball movement I've ever seen in a game of football. Jeez. Ever.
Wow.
Not once. And it was the same method that North Melbourne were using with Zeeble having 4,000 disposals.
Yeah.
Chopper Main had 25 just after halftime. Isaac Quainer had 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
Take that aside. Why it was as bad as you've seen. Goalless, one goal till, you know, into the last quarter. Why have they not signed Nathan Buckley? And if they haven't, why is Nathan Buckley still coaching?
Yeah, well, I think the problem is...
And I think Buck stays. And I think he stays.
I think the issue is if you don't make a decision, you get what you're getting now.
Yeah.
Which is a guy that's trying not to get flogged or let his players get flogged.
So they'll into it. Yeah, not really. They're never going to win. But they kicked four or five in the last quarter.
Yeah, they... But yeah,
to save face.
The margin flattered them.
100%.
But that's what's frustrating. You go, well, hold on a minute. Why aren't you attacking the game the whole time? And you might say, well, if we did that, we'd lose by 10 goals. But I'd almost rather see that than mate, what
it was,
they did.
It was so bad. Yeah. How bad. The going backwards, backwards,
on a bigger
backwards.
Picture thing, not just Collingwood, but, man, remember those first four rounds when everyone was taking the game on and scoring?
Yeah, it put it back to what it was, hey?
It has, because you know what happened? The coaches and the clubs and the footy departments would have gone to the AFL and said, nah, this is too much. You've overcorrected. Our players are getting injured. Yeah. And then the AFL would have gone, okay, well, we'll just tighten it up a little bit. And that's all that's happened. I guarantee that. I guarantee that's what's happened.
I reckon we're overstating kicking skills.
Yeah.
Like, how many times do you, like, when you're fresh in the season, I don't know. I look at it now and go, how often do they string together six kicks going forwards?
Yeah, it's super rare.
Really?
But see, that was happening early because the space was there. Because you could run off and you had open.
It's paths. Definitely got more defensive. Yeah, definitely. Sucks.
They've ruined it again.
Yeah.
Is it Essendon? Am I still on Essendon?
Yeah.
It's becoming a bit of a theme with the Bombers and us. The unknown, unheralded Bomber of the Week.
Yeah.
You know, we had Snelling. We had Redmond. Mason Redmond. We had Kyle Langford at one point.
The Langers.
Yeah. I want to throw a new one.
All right, go.
Jaden Laverty.
Oh, I had him in Team of the Week this week.
He was really good.
He was a wall in that last quarter. Yeah. It was almost like they were playing kick to kick to him.
Yeah, they were. He was taking on two or three eagles at a time.
And winning.
Yeah, he's actually been one that's been in the sort of in the coming for a long time, but he's never actually got there. This is his best season. He's actually getting on the field because he's always been injury prone. But they've another one that now that they've got what? How many games, Josh?
How many he's played?
Yeah.
He's played 57, but he was dropped multiple times last year, whether or not it's injury, six only last year, and he's played 11
injuries.
Already.
Yeah. But so now he's played those sort of 50, 60 games. He'd be older than you'd want him to be at that age. But another one that's just starting to come into something.
I like their back line. Laverty, Hine, Dyson Heppel, Ridley.
Yep.
And I've obviously missed a couple.
Zerk Thatcher's maybe.
Yeah, but they take it on.
Yep.
And Hine, I know we're talking about Laverty, he was brilliant. Hine, one thing I loved about Hine on the weekend, a couple of times he got dicked and was out the back. Cripper kicked a goal on him.
Yep.
He never stopped chasing at 100% of what he had in him.
Like,
gave everything and was outplayed a couple of times. But it's funny how he got, not lucky, but he got involved a few times later on because going at 100%, you deserve to get lucky sometimes. Yeah. And he caught up with the ball and got it under his arm and took off. Is he recruit of the year?
Yes.
In the AFL?
I haven't had a chance to think about it, but I'm just going to say yes because it should be obvious whoever else it is.
Yeah.
It's not Zach Williams.
I love that. I love that Hine too. Like, as we've said a million times, he looks like the good fella.
He does.
At the end when Liam Ryan flicked the bird to the – which I'm surprised you're allowed to flick the bird to anyone.
Well, that still may have implications.
Okay.
It's not part of the match review.
Right.
It's actually a separate thing. So.
Well, Hine was in there going, you go that way.
Was he?
You go that way, Redmond. You go that way, Hine. You know, it was great. I love
good
him.
Fella.
Screaming language.
Language, please.
Fremantle.
We got a lot of people Instagram messaging in, and they were saying just basically the frustration from Freo fans about the kicking. Mr. Chafita, how damaging could Freo be if they could kick straight Blair George? Has Fife's kicking gone from a slight blip to comical to now a serious worry?
It is. Absolutely it is.
And the way he's approaching it was a concern. We saw when he was taking good, decent marks or getting free, he's just turning and trying to kick it as soon as he could.
That was stupid.
And it was a couple of times he was only 20, 25 metres out, barely that, and still trying to throw it around his body and just get it out of the way. And that doesn't work, and that shows the opposition that you're not confident. You're tricking your own brain.
So when they were catching up late in that game, he got a free kick.
Yeah.
And Mundy took advantage. If that wasn't Fife, you reckon Mundy would have slapped it on his boot from 45?
I don't know if he had that much
time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Subconsciously, Mundy's shit. Well, I'm probably a better chance than Fife at the moment.
Yeah.
And slapped it on. He, and you know I love Nat Fife. Yeah. I campaign, he's the best player in the competition.
He's a wonderful player.
He's not in that top rung anymore if
we
he can't kick.
He can't, he can't be.
He can't be included.
Yeah.
And I was in a chat with some ex-Frio people.
You had a lot of chats.
Yeah, somehow, I don't know.
You had a Richmond chat, you had an ex-Frio chat.
When you drink, you just add people.
You're in chats. Are these WhatsApp chats?
Yeah, whatties.
whatties.
No, he can't be in that category with Bont, no, with Dusty, with Petrarca, with the kicking. And the worst part is, I think we said it last week, they're a two-goal better side if he can kick those goals.
And you can see, you can. I like reading body language with players. You can see it. Like they had him in the huddle at sort of three-quarter time and he just missed one.
Yeah.
And it was a bad one.
Then kicked one straight
after. Yeah, and I was like, oh, he looks like he's not even annoyed at himself, just kind of flat. And I was like, he's got to pull himself out of
it. It was irresponsible to kick it that way. Like, I know in his head there's something he's trying to do.
If you're
the right
Justin Longmuir, do you say, mate, go back, take a breath. I'd rather you miss a set shot.
Go kick a drop punt. If you miss the next 100,
you
miss the next 100.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it seems.
Yeah.
You'll get a just
we'll keep back in
because he can't be doing seven different things.
Nah.
He's tried so just go back, kick the drop punt, and if it goes in, it goes in.
He's 5'17" on the actual scoreboard, but he's obviously missed a lot of others.
Just, well, we're out in the falls and
it's a real genuine problem. Geelong,
just a quick one. Joel Selwood's back playing brilliant football.
He's probably best on the other.
Are you convinced by Geelong? I'm still a little bit. They had Gold Coast the week before and it's arms distance. They had Collingwood and it's arms distance. They smacked the guts out of West Coast.
Mm.
Tom Hawkins is an absolute superstar, I must say. Best on ground again on the weekend.
Yep.
Are you sold or is this the same stuff we've seen of Geelong for the last, and credit to them, the last 15 years?
Yeah, it's the same.
You're still not chips in?
Oh, look, I mean, they almost won a grand final last year. I mean, they weren't exactly miles off the place.
But did you think they were going to win a grand final until they got there in the end?
Nah. And I think they're the same. They're going to be in the mix. They're sitting
fourth with 32 points, equal with Brisbane in third.
So it's the standard Geelong season.
It's so standard of them, isn't it?
It is. And they're probably going by the theory, if we're up there enough, the chips will fall our way at some point. And they keep adding guys to get there. They keep adding big names. Jeremy Cameron, the latest, Sean Higgins, Isaac Smith, and all those guys are playing pretty well.
The two boys, Parfitt and Narkle, Parfitt 30, Narkle 25.
They've jumped.
But then you go, right, it's great that they've jumped. How good. But then Danger.
He's got to come back.
Cam Guthrie.
He's got to come back. Mitch Duncan.
So then you go, not poor old, because you just do your time and unfortunately if you're not better than him, you're not better than him. But then Narkle is a forward pocket.
He's marginalised.
He's oh shit, he's averaging 16 disposals.
Or he's playing that graveyard half forward flank sort of role.
It's a hard, but having such a stacked mid, it's hard to really get your flex, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they've at least shown Parfitt and Narkle
but in particular was sort of off the radar. He's taking his chance.
Did he go in for a big contract deal or something?
Narkle?
Did I read
that? He's put contract talks off.
I think you might have asked for a little bit.
Well, he was on not a lot.
I think he's asked for a little bit.
Too much?
From what I hear.
Interesting. Okay. Sparkle, Narkle. Gold Coast, that's me. Tuk. Holy moly.
He's a good player. So did you get tagged in that thing last
year? Yeah. Someone tagged it saying just like, Tuk, please talk about it or something.
Yeah, but with a photo of him and Gary Ablett.
Yeah.
There's some stat doing the rounds that
is there?
Pound for pound, over a period.
37 on the weekend, 9 marks, 7 tackles and a goal. He's now had 5 in a row over 30, averaging 30 plus 6.5 tackles and 11 contested possessions.
Wow.
This guy's been unbelievable. He's probably an all-Australian lock.
Wow, it's hard to
say. I know there's a lot of mids, but the numbers are
Is he better than Jacko McRae?
No.
Petrarca?
No.
Oliver?
No.
Bont?
No.
So I've already named the midfield.
But he's in that next group.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
He's
in with McCluggage.
How old is Tuke Miller? I reckon he's
Remember he went surfing with Mick Fanning, and that's what he was famous for that's his first right. 5 years of his career?
He's a little.
Once went surfing with Mick Fanning.
He's built like a nugget.
He's only 25.
Yeah. I thought he was
28 or
something. Couldn't be.
That was my point. He's one of the dudes who were like.
25 and he's already 25.
Yeah.
February birthday.
Yeah. He's been
Bullshit.
Around forever.
How many games he played? 300.
He's got 128.
Mate, that is incredible. He's 25. I thought he'd be 30.
I know. He's your ultimate no idea how old this guy is.
So, 100%. It's a little bit like, so he's Zach Merritt's age.
He's played 127 games.
Yeah, he must be Zach Merritt's draft sort of thing.
He'll be in that sort of, feels like he's been around since day one.
It's incredible. Yeah. And I watched that replay of the game on Saturday night, went home and watched it.
Yep.
And I don't know whether he's dark-skinned, but I was watching him closely for personal reasons, seeing what Miller was doing, and he works his ass off.
Yep.
Like the kick out from the centre, and you obviously don't see where the balls come from.
Yep.
Without failure, he's the first player to leave that contest and get to the unbelievable
at work. Supreme athlete, really strong. Yeah. You'd love him at your club.
He'd
be the first bloke in the gym and the last bloke at the gym, I reckon.
Yeah, I watched it and thought, gee whiz, he's something all right.
GWS. Oh, that's me.
Yeah, you've got that. That was a little switch up.
Okay. Look, this is a last second one for me, but yeah. I just want to give a little bit of a shout out to Callum Ward.
Yes.
It's been a slow grind back from a serious injury.
Has he done two knees?
At least one.
Yeah.
And he's actually putting together a really nice season for them.
Yeah, agree with that.
All the injuries that have sort of been happening around him. Look, they've been hit and miss. They were miss again on the weekend.
A big miss. Why? Why were they such a big miss?
Was really disappointing.
So the score was 64 points, but it was 40 to 6 at
40-0 at one point, I think.
Yeah, and then Giants kicked the first after quarter time because I flicked over and Josh Kelly popped one through.
Yep.
Then they went goal, 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 Brisbane again, and then I flicked back to bloody Collingwood Geelong, shit house, back and forth. But you're right, Callum Ward was the player who you looked at and go, geez, he just has a go, doesn't he? Like he's kicked two and had 32. That's a big day for Callum Ward.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a good leader for them. What do they call it?
Makes you wonder, though.
Cement? Was it cement?
Head or something.
Yeah, cement head.
Makes you wonder. So their leading disposal getters on the ground. Zorko was inside, but half forward as well. But then you got Taranto's had 36.
Yeah.
Ward's had 32 and 2. Hopper's had 31 and a goal. Whitfield's had 30. And you go, you'd lost by 65.
That's that old Giants thing, remember, when they'd all have huge numbers. They'd chip it around, look sort of a bit of a Hollywood sort of – but going forward, and I actually feel like they do really miss Hogan.
Yes, like, yes,
as much as he's a bit of a hit-and-miss guy himself with injuries, having him there – they just suddenly looked really potent.
Yeah.
Then you've got Himmelberg's freed up a little bit. Bobby Hill was getting involved in the games.
He's going to be a good player, Ian, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yep, he's going to be really good. Hawthorn?
Hawthorn, I just wrote yuck.
it was yuck, wasn't it?
I just wrote yuck there. Who are the protected players on the Hawthorn list at the end of the year?
As in, you can't trade them?
Yeah.
Well, your mate Sicily.
Sicily would
Will
be.
Will Day.
Yeah.
Scrimshaw.
Yeah.
You're in now, right? He's not Grant Birchall.
I think I made
the mistake early of saying he's Grant Birchall-like, and that just put you off.
Yeah, it pissed me off. And they say it in the call, and I'm like, hang on. Hang on. Grant Birchall was an underrated star of the competition.
He was, yeah.
Scrimshaw's roaming off halfback in the modern-day game.
Yeah, but he's a really good kick of the footy. He attacks the game a bit. He doesn't waste it. I like him. I think he's a really nice piece.
He had 20 on the weekend.
Yeah, so I wouldn't.
Rankin kicked four on him.
So, so I wouldn't be moving him on at all.
He's 22.
Granger Brass we haven't seen, but you've got to keep
him. Safest houses, yeah.
And then it gets interesting.
So someone comes to you for O'Meara. Yeah. Freo come to you for O'Meara.
Yeah, sure.
What would you take?
Give me a first rounder.
Yeah, Titch, Mitchell.
Yeah, same, first rounder.
Just a first rounder?
If there's a player you can give me, like a young guy that wants to come home to Victoria that you don't need.
Yeah.
You'd seriously get rid of a guy like Amira just because the window's not there or something like that? Are you trying to get
I'm trying to get full value.
Age?
Yeah, right. I want guys coming through together. I'm not saying sell the farm, but if the right offer comes, you take it.
You're not saying sell the farm? Is Warple untouchable?
No. I think if you're selling the farm, it's a bad sign.
Who was the last team that sold
that
the
you'll
farm?
Take Exactly. It doesn't happen too often.
Okay.
Like North Melbourne kind of half sold the farm.
Oh, with Dal Santo.
They sold the shed and like a couple of tractors.
Drew Petrie.
They didn't sell the whole farm.
The farm didn't go.
No, well, Goldie's still there.
Yeah.
Zeeble's still there.
A lot have gone, Higgins.
It's a much smaller farm now.
So you're saying you'd trade Mitchell for a first rounder and O'Meara?
Oh, there might be a bigger price than that. But
okay.
I'd be okay with moving them. Yep. Yeah. I don't rate Warble as highly as you do.
I just think a young kid that's one of best and fairest.
Yeah, maybe he's better in a bigger role.
Yeah.
Melbourne. Is that me? Yes.
Yep, that's you.
So remember 2018 when Melbourne were up and about, yeah, and flying.
Came over here.
They finished
the
top of the ladder or second on the ladder.
They played a prelim over here.
Yeah, I think they may have lost their first final and then ended up here somehow.
Yeah,
anyway,
whatever.
They were really good.
Yep.
And the Stars were good, but it wasn't really their Stars. It was Harms and Neil Bullen.
Melbourne finished on no, it's the current ladder. Sorry. Yeah.
So it was Neil Bullen, Tom McDonald.
Tell me you're going to talk about a player special in my heart.
Is it Bailey Fritch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
love him.
He's written right here. He's another one now that you can say the key for Melbourne has never been gone Oliver Petrarca.
Yeah.
They're Stars, even Stephen May.
Yes.
It's these other guys. And it's so often for most teams, but for them in particular, because for the last 3 years, all those guys have just been invisible.
Yeah.
Every one of them has been up and down or mostly down.
Yeah.
And Fritch is now a genuine goal kicker, a genuine match winner. He's coming up the ground a bit more because they've got a bit more size up forward. I think he's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, they've got those plays where you go Neil Bullen, Fritch or whatever. You can pencil.
Harms, Hunt.
Yeah, but you can pencil. Remember Hunt we spoke about as a target for West Coast to come off half.
That's right, yeah.
2 years ago, I reckon we said.
Random trade guys.
A random trade player.
Yeah.
And I was like, Hunt, because I reckon he just tucks it and runs.
Yeah.
Him and Langdon.
Yeah.
Are a good little 1-2.
Langdon's been really good.
So remember I did that little thing where I said their mids are just too similar.
Yeah.
And Petrarca wasn't a mid at that stage. No. So it was Jones, Oliver.
Yeah, Brayshaw.
Brayshaw, Viney, all very similar.
One pace.
Langdon on the open side of the ground.
Yep.
Goes bananas. Brayshaw now on the outside.
Harms in the middle.
Harms goes in there and they've got the speed.
And then the dynamic Petrarca. So maybe they hardball gets listeners, whoever the Melbourne.
Well, good evening, goody.
Thank you.
North Melbourne. We had a couple. Oh, we actually had one. But this one we'll touch on and then I wanted to ask.
It up, mate.
We had fucking hundreds.
A couple of thousand. No, we had heaps and heaps, but for North Melbourne.
In the hundreds
specifically.
For North. Big fan base.
What'll come first? North Melbourne making finals or free kicking straight or the end of the world? Now,
Well, we are in a pandemic.
Yeah, that's right.
If I was setting the market, I'd be saying COVID wins.
Have you seen anything from the weekend with North Melbourne?
Yeah, I did. Again, another shout out to Ben Cunnington. It wasn't his best game, but he's just tough. He just gets it done.
Yeah.
I think he had, off the top of my head, 10 clearances again. Like, he's just does his thing. Yeah, 10 clearances.
What did you make of Bailey Scott's tag on Brad Hill?
Yeah, great job.
Yeah. Three or four touches, I think, Brad Hill.
Is that all? Six touches.
Six.
Yeah, great. I love a tagger, mate. I absolutely love it. Yep. They had Jacobs. Remember when Jacobs from North tag, number five?
Best tagger in the game for about a season. And then he hasn't played since, really. Yeah,
he's
serious head issues.
No, he's not. The record was something.
Sorry,
like,
he might be still on the list, but he's not playing.
But the record was something like when he played, they won 95% of games over that period of because he just did the job on a player. Yeah. No, you're wrong. North Melbourne, we're never going to win that game. St Kilda the whole way through it, we're arm's length, da 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 da. But I reckon a good way to educate the kid, and I was saying in the call when I was watching it, don't want to do too good a job tagging early because you'll get the job for the rest of your life. But why not go to one of their best players and shut him down?
Yeah.
Like, how good?
Well, if you're a guy like Bailey Scott, who has had some moments but not consistent
enough to go your chips in.
Well, you'd get to a point in your career where you're like, right, I'm probably not going to be a star.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to win a best and fairest as a prime midfielder.
Yes.
But could I be Matt DeBoer? Could I carve out a 14-year career here as a hard worker, a tagger, a role player that the coach is going to play every single week?
So he's only 20. I'd say even like a Ryan Crowley, you end up winning two best and fairest.
Yeah.
Because Crowley could win the footy as well when he had to.
Just off top, we'll come back to this actually. Remind me to come back to this.
Okay. We've got two to come back so far.
Okay.
Port Adelaide, that's me again with a question. Ollie Wines, top five player this season in the competition. What do you guys reckon? On the weekend he had 35 touches, 7 tackles, 8 clearances.
He was $81 for the Brownlow about 5 weeks ago.
What's he now?
Third favourite, yeah. He's short at $8.
Easily having his best season He's storming home in their BNF, I would say.
No, no, he's been in front the whole way because yep. I know that we were like, oh, Boak.
No.
Ollie Wines has been in front the whole way.
One.
Yeah, Boak had a brilliant first half of the first game against North Melbourne, I think it was.
Yeah.
But Ollie Wines has just been having 30s every single week. Yeah. And different player, Ollie Wines, this year, he wants to get involved in – the weekend's game is a bit different because he was using by hands a lot more. But he actually wants to be that pop-up player who gets used – you know, when the transition where he used
around
to be
yeah.
used to be the big beast that used to work his ass off at stoppages.
Yep.
And then get down the line and go, if it gets down the line, I'm going to get to license feet or
another
whatever.
Stoppage, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon as well that must not be a coincidence. I reckon they've said to him, you're always hurt.
Yeah.
Because all you do is get hard ball. We need you out there. You keep popping shoulders. You keep doing all kinds of contested
injuries. But we also
injuries.
Said last year, I reckon he's a – I think we did say a B grade. Like, you're just good at that area.
Yeah.
The players
you're
who you're
even the
against.
Best guy at
yeah.
That.
And the players who you're standing next to are good at that area, but also good at the other area.
But playing this role now, he's not going to get hurt as often.
He has to be fitter. He has to be. But he's still at every stoppage. He's still at every congested moment.
Definitely. But he just doesn't gets have on his to bike. Take the hit every time. Right?
Yeah. Will and Drew's a.
Yeah.
Big body that's in there at the moment who...
But he's not that big. He just kind of plays that way, isn't
he? Yeah, it's a weird one.
He's a weird one.
But he's a good one to be in there with him. Like, yeah. And then you've got Boaky,
obviously. Not a lot of Willems around either, is it?
No, that's why I said Willem, because I was like, I don't know many of them.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Why would it be Willem?
Willem Dafoe? Name after Willem Dafoe?
Who's that?
He's an actor.
Tennis player.
An actor.
good actor.
Sound like a tennis player.
I've lost all...
No,
Richmond?
All right.
Richmond. That's me.
Yeah, Richmond.
CCJ.
Oh, yes, stripper.
Yes, the kebab, the second in
the
line
kebab
in the
stripper.
Kebab gate, Callum Coleman-Jones. Whoa.
I have to put my hand up and say I probably was wrong on that one.
You thought he was no good?
No, I just said get rid of him. Remember last year where it was like
90%
of the trouble, 10% of the people.
Cut the kebab kid. Well, from all reports, I think he just happened to be there. Like, wrong place.
What do you mean happened to be there? You weren't meant to be there at all.
Yeah, I know.
How can you happen to be in a strip joint when you're meant to be in lockdown?
I feel like it was a bad decision.
This is still side bottom.
Walked out the wrong door. Sydney, what are we doing at this place? Why are there naked women?
Why is there some boobs? And why am I eating and why am I eating a kebab?
It was the special. At the kebab shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not the other place.
No, it would kick four.
Kick four, look good, look strong.
It was their best forward until Jack went Jack.
He's been one of those ones. You know how, like, there's always a player at a club where they're like, wait till you see this kid. Once he gets in.
Was he a first round draft pick?
No, I don't think that high, but he's been big raps on him pretty much the whole time. As a tall marking target, can play in the ruck, can go forward. He showed something.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm down for it.
Yep.
Do you know who else just showed me again how good he is?
Revolt.
Shea Bolton.
Oh, Bolton's excellent.
The stuff that he does, you don't get all the pats on the back, but he's in so many score involvements and scoring chains. It just shows that his disposal is good.
His tank is great now too.
Playing that role. I'm just trying to find out how many score involvements are in the end. But do you get rid of Rioli?
Oh, yeah.
He's sub on the weekend.
Yeah.
Starting to fall back. I don't know.
If I were another club, I would actually like to have Daniel Rioli at my club.
Why?
I just think he hasn't quite ever been unlocked as like what his skill set is. For whatever reason, his role has obviously pigeonholed him there and he's had moments but very few and far between.
So Shea Bolton.
I just think he's super talented. Why couldn't he have been Shea Bolton?
I think Bolton's better.
Yeah, but
2 goal assists, 9 score involvements.
But there was a period of time where we thought Rioli was going to be a star.
Was there?
Yeah, I think maybe it was his name. I don't know.
His first year.
Yeah.
Maybe. Got a lot of headline games as well.
That's true. A lot of big games. St Kilda,
that's me. Alex Paul has messaged in. Has St Kilda got the Moneyball recruiting strategy right, aka not Moneyball, as in they've spent all the money?
It's the opposite to Moneyball.
Yeah.
So someone tweeted maybe a 7 or a Triple M footy. Is this Moneyball? And it was like, no, it's the absolute opposite to Moneyball.
Happened to watch the movie.
Yeah, because like...
overpaid a bunch of dudes.
Overpaid players who had a record. Like that.
Yeah.
The Moneyball concept is for grabbing a Daniel Rioli.
Yeah.
For cheap,
And then, no one wants him. He's probably underplaying his talent.
Jared Lyons, Ben Keys.
Yeah, Ben Keys would be in there.
That's your money ball. Sydney. St Kilda went the opposite and thought they were paying for the star.
Yeah, we'll get Dan Hanbury.
Dan Hanbury was the best player. You won the MVP, I reckon, one year, Dan Hanbury.
Yeah, he's a great player. He was fantastic. But by the time they got him, he was very banged up.
Yeah, 100%.
This is not a surprise.
No. Wingman on big money.
Yep.
Yeah, you look at Langdon, who we just spoke about, and go, well, Brad Hill, Langdon, 500,000 difference.
Not even close.
Yeah, but it's just a role. Brad also has that tag and the high money tag. So he's under the spotlight.
Yeah.
Under the spotlight means coaches and stuff go, oh, hang on, let's clamp this bloke.
Well, and I think
Langdon's never going to get a tag.
And he's so dynamic, Hugh, in that team. It's like if you shut him down, you shut the whole thing down. Whereas Melbourne's got Petrarca.
So they've gone
Oliver and
Crouch, Hanbury.
Yeah. Hill. Dougal Howard.
Jack Steele's a good money ball.
Yeah.
He's the money ball king.
Yeah.
The others aren't. Dougal Howard's big money. He was huge money as well. And gave away picks.
Their strategy has been, look, I don't mind them going all in on something, but I think they've got it wrong.
Right strategy.
They could have lost that game on the weekend. Yeah. It was only 20 points.
But if they had landed, for example, Fife, Cripps, and so on. That's the money that they'll pay.
See, I don't even like that.
No, but that's the money they'll pay.
Yes. Yeah. For that money, that's what you need to be getting.
That's what they'll.
Someone on the poster.
Sydney.
You're not putting Dan Hanbury on a poster.
Well, prime time you would have been. There you go. To Sydney. Talking about Sydney Swans, the balance of their kids. How much damage do you think they're going to do now going forward? Obviously, got the points on the weekend. More footy is going to be played in Sydney by the sounds of things, which is a positive for them.
Yep.
But Josh Kennedy. Old Josh Kennedy, did you catch yesterday's game?
I did, yeah.
Mate, he's one that we're talking about. Which player did we talk about the other? Is he going to go around again? Tex.
Yeah. Oh, no, Kennedy plays again. 100%.
He's so good.
He's, you ever seen him with his shirt off? You would have.
Yeah, mate, he's got, I just used to call him shoulders.
He's a specimen.
Yeah.
Good rug on him too.
Is it?
Yeah, hairy. Yeah, I think so. I just remember being lasting
impression. He might be one of the sort of most chiseled fit dudes.
So, his shoulders, you were like a perfect meter ruler. Like you'd sit a ruler on him and just that would be a meter long of just straight. Like you go, for example, mine, it's 55 centimeters of cooked shoulder, slumped down, you know, frozen arm, sore neck.
Yeah.
He is just perfect, like.
Straight.
What do they call those
Like a figurine.
What's the ruler where they've got the white, the little air balls in them?
Spirit level.
And mate, spirit level him. I'm telling you, it's spot on.
He's a spirit level.
He's a spirit level, his shoulders.
And he plays that way too. Keeps it level, you know.
So yesterday,
straightens him up a bit.
He had 19 and kicked two. But he just stands there and you know he's not going to lose that contest.
Yeah. Nah, he's a gift for them. To have him... Parker and, you know, Buddy and those guys grooming those next group.
10 tackles. He just does the Sydney brand nonstop.
West Coast?
That's right, West Coast. Just reading what I'm thinking. Nick Nat's fitness. Is it a worry? A lot of people were emailing about Nick Nat's fitness. Then we had someone, Damien Shields, messaging something the opposite. He was saying, what is with everyone complaining about Nick Nat's fitness? How many marks does he take? Not in any position. Did more in 70% of the game than other Eagles in that time, 7 clearances, 40 hitouts. What do you guys think?
Can I jump in here? And first, this has been a narrative through pretty much his whole career, right?
Yeah.
Nick Nat doesn't do enough. He doesn't mark around the ground. Champion Data, who rank players by everything that they do on the ground.
The coaches get Champion Data.
They do. Yeah. A lot of – these are not just made-up numbers. Who do you reckon the highest Champion Data rated Eagle was on the weekend?
Nick Nat.
It was. He had 163 points. That's a huge number, right? A good game is about 110, 120.
Well, 100's a good game.
100's a good game.
Yeah, 100's a good
game.
The
next best Eagle was Dom Sheed at 107.
Which makes you wonder what he did with 42 disposals.
Not only that, he was clearly 30 points better than the Bombers' best player,
Darcy Parrish. Yeah.
I'm not saying Nick Nat was best on ground.
No.
But I think what happens is, and we're guilty of this in the media, we pump Nick a lot. He gets a marketable character. He's likable. He's full of highlights.
Nice guy.
There's no reason to hate Nick, but I think all that attention makes people expect him to be
Franklin.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what he is.
No.
He's the most unique ruckman we've ever seen play footy.
It's a good comparison. He gets not so much budding over, Bud prime time.
Yeah.
It gets as much.
Well, in WA, he does. Yeah. He does.
But he's never going to be above.
Yeah, but a highlight package of 6 goals against Freo is a lot better than 40 accurate hitouts.
Agree wholeheartedly. But yeah. I think that Nick's role is. He's not the best ruckman in the comp, he never has been.
Mm. I disagree. Last year he was the best ruckman in the comp. And I reckon he's the best tap ruckman and has been for
a
really long
different.
Time.
Tap ruckman.
Yeah.
But I reckon Max Gawn has more effect on the game.
Just quickly before we move on, are you guys worried? We had a couple. Are you guys at the stage of being worried about West Coast?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, the sirens are whirling around.
Meow, meow, meow.
Can I just throw a stat in there? We'll get into the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs get plenty of love. Don't worry about the Bulldogs. On Saturday,
the Bulldogs are a 4 minute warning 90% of the time.
On Saturday night, the Eagles had 7 players play 73% or less. Yo, Oscar Allen and Tim Kelly got injured. Nick Nat, I think Shannon Hearn, maybe around that mark.
Yeah.
Essendon just won. So Essendon had this amazing spread of blokes playing sort of somewhere between 78% and 85%. It was a really even spread. West Coast, because they played Yo, who was already underdone, 64%, because they keep Nick to about that same mark, no more than 70, and then you have 2 injuries in the game. They were hamstrung, not literally, it was other injuries, but they were held back straight away. And sometimes in footy, it just comes, and they faded in the second half. They didn't have the cattle.
The fumbling and not being able to control a wet football like Essendon could.
Yeah, that's poor form.
That's got nothing to
and
do
with. And it's not an excuse. I'm saying, was it a poor selection to play Yo when you know you've got other guys?
Nah. Well, who else was going to play? I've said the name, Luke Foley. Is he going to make a difference?
Yeah, so you're saying 64% of Yo is better than Luke Foley.
I'm just trying to think who the next up would be. O'Neill?
Yeah, Xavier O'Neill, I'd say, is probably
the we covered the West Coast waffle side on the week, and I was going to bring this up for the mid-season draft, which we will. Maybe we should do that after Western Bulldogs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Should we get on the Dogs? Let's go.
Doggies. So who'd you tip, Melbourne or Doggies?
Dogs.
I tip Melbourne. Actually, the West need to fix that. They put me down as the Bulldogs. And when you're down the bottom of the ladder, you need every tip you can give. Actually, I went past you this weekend.
Did you get one? Was it that one?
Yeah, I get that one. Which I'm going to have to chase up and be that knob that does it. But I'm officially a little bit concerned about the Doggies. What was the buzz about the Doggies for the first – and I say I'm a bit concerned. Top four still there. What was the buzz about the Doggies from round one till about – 6 weeks ago, and then it topped up at Dunkley, gone, Treloar, gone. That is their game, their brand of flick, 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 flick.
Hold on, did we have a carton on that game?
Yeah, who was I?
You were Melbourne.
I was Melbourne, yeah. You owe me a box of piss.
Why did I bring that up?
Don't know. But thank you.
Damn it.
Single things.
Treloar's what reminded me.
Yeah, Treloar, but I know they've got suitable players to come in who are at good at AFL level. Yeah,
Lipinski.
But not... Give 40 disposals good, which is their brand. And I know they won the disposals on the weekend and the numbers were inflated towards the Doggies. But it's not the go forward with the footy numbers. It was flick, flick, backwards, sideways, shit, what are we going to do under the pump?
Because Treloar's a line breaker.
Dunkley goes forward as well. Yeah. Like he's a maniac who goes forward.
Yeah, he does.
Treloar's a forward, run.
Yeah.
1-2, bang.
And you're right, like a Lipinski comes in, he's a good player.
He's a nice player.
But he's not Dunkley and he's not Treloar.
That's what I don't think we're playing up the loss of those two when we're talking about how good, we've always said their forwards are okay, we've always said their defence is okay.
Yeah.
Their mids are outstanding, unbelievable, the best in the business. You've taken two very good players out there.
They beat Freo here this weekend in Perth?
Yeah.
Before
I have a box on with you.
not in on this one.
A couple of topics to hit before we go.
Sure.
So at West Coast Waffle Side, they were pretty bad on Saturday. They brought in Garlett from Geraldton. Yeah.
Yes.
Which was interesting. And he had these flashes in the first quarter, but obviously didn't have the fitness.
Doesn't have a tank, yeah.
No. But Matthew Parker.
Yeah.
Just chopping. He looks like a man amongst boys, and understandably, South Fremantle, much better chemistry, and they have all these senior players.
Yeah.
But what's stopping for the mid-season draft
from
team
gone on St Kilda's list for the last two years. Had a couple of moments early days,
yeah, great.
Blue season, yeah. Nothing's really stopping them. I think Garlett was actually brought in so you can have a quick look at him before that mid-season draft.
Has he been told that they're going to pick him up?
I don't think pick him up, but I think they thought, look, we'll give you a shot and see how you look.
Yeah.
His fitness is way off. Like, Rioli's probably closer to playing than him. Like,
so is it an investment that they're going to get him for thoughts of next year?
Potentially. He's not super young anymore. What, he'd be 25, 6? He's had two cracks at it, Gold Coast and Carlton. Didn't stick. And he was playing in like some country league and they've gone, yeah, hey, can you come up and – I mean, they waffle side
surely leads. You'd do that with some sort of commitment.
Yeah, I know.
So my question
is – he didn't
want
to come apparently.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So he's there. So you don't want to go. You don't want to play AFL.
I'm not saying that I haven't done it. I can't see him playing in the AFL for at least 6 weeks. Like, he looks way off.
But surely there's someone else besides a guy playing in the Great Northern League.
Like Parker.
Like Parker. That was my point.
Schloik.
Schloik will look great.
No, but it's a mid-season draft. There's not one draft pick to develop over 10 years. Yeah, exactly. Just grab him and go.
Now, someone that can help you literally.
Parker could play right
Jai
now.
Bolton.
Parker could slot into their forward line right now and give him
a Bolton could find the footy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a perfect chance. And I don't want to say this because it's probably not what it's used for. West Coast should just go grab the best player in the waffle. The best player, and if nothing else, it's going to make them 2 or 3 goals better in the waffle team. It's getting pounded every week.
100%. They should definitely do that.
Just go get the best player.
Yep.
Sorry, South Freo.
Yep.
We've taken Hayden Sleuth. Sorry, Claremont. We've got Jai Bolton.
The waffle would be filthy.
Mate, that'd be dirty.
Imagine if Freo did the same thing.
I've been saying it forever. Just get the best player from the waffle. If nothing else, they're going to make your team better.
Yep.
They know you can play against men. Yeah, they might have something ugly with them. You know, they might have a wrong kick or a bit overweight or a bit slow. They can play footy.
Teams aren't using it like that, though, are they?
No.
The teams are going, oh, let's get the best kid who didn't get drafted last year.
Well, there's this basketballer, actually. I saw he dunked it when he was 13.
Have you ever thought about Category B rookie for yourself?
No, it's funny. A lot of my mates have been through that. Like, a lot of my friends have been drafted as Category Bs.
Really?
Like, yeah, a lot of them come back from college and then they're like, fuck, I'm – scrounge around for 10 grand for 4 years in the NBL to potentially get a 50 grand contract or 90,000 now guaranteed.
To shoot hoops, to shoot hoops Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the shoot hoop room.
And you know what happens anyways, they do 2 years in Adelaide and then they're like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go back to playing state league, which I was going to do anyway.
Yeah.
And now I just have 180 grand in a degree.
Except Greenwood.
Except, no, there's always exceptions. And like Tom Wilson now in Geelong,
who was pretty good.
Amazing athlete. And they're littered. Like, there's so many good players coming out. A friend of mine, Sam Alabakis, he's actually, if he plays,
St Kilda,
he'll be the tallest player ever.
There's been big raps on him. I had someone called me about 3 years about him and said, Sam Alabakis, write it down. I was like, okay. And I just kept it in the back of my head.
You know why? Because he dunked at the age of 13 and he's been on the scouts list for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so the commentators are going to say, did you know he played basketball?
Alabakis. Yeah. Well,
not a bad name, Alabakis.
It's a good name. But the Alabakis slammer.
Oh, bang.
But it, like, James, I mean, Crawford, Freo with that mid-season draft, they took O'Reilly the other year.
Yeah.
There was never any indication he would ever play like AFL. Like, he wasn't even.
Who is it?
I believe his name was O'Reilly. Dylan O'Reilly.
Like, he was son of Stephen O'Reilly.
He wasn't ever.
He was on the club board at the time. Hello.
He's screaming nepotism. Oh,
I'm just saying.
Let's get out of here before we lose our jobs.
What was I going to say?
You wanted to circle back.
Tagging role.
How long, because we were talking about Bailey Scott and his role, how long does it take when you get drafted? Like, you're a perfect example. High draft pick. Probably, like, in all your junior sides, selected in all the good stuff. You come in, how long does it take to go, I'm not a superstar, I just need to build a career?
Took me 5 minutes.
But, like, so a guy like Bud walks into Hawthorn and goes, in about 6 months, I'm going to be the best prospect here.
Yeah. He was on Kokoda and he ate all his lunch and tea and stuff 15 minutes into day one and he said, I'm the top 5 draft pick, they're not going to make me staff. So, Bud had a fair indication he was going to be around for a while.
Oh, that's so good.
But seriously, you work it out. So, for me, young side, we got really good really quickly.
Yep.
So, I was like, oh, shit, I'm playing wing, back pocket, forward pocket, whatever.
Yep.
If you go to a shitty team, you get to play midfield all the time.
Yeah.
So, your career can go a different path.
Yeah.
But, do you want to... If you're in an ordinary team, you want to get the 30s. If you're in a good team, you're just happy holding on for dear life. So
get in a team and stay.
Hold in, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends. Some people get – number one, draft picks is a crappy role spot to be drafted.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be bad.
Massive expectation.
Yeah, and you're going to be playing for the worst side.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas pick 10, 11, 12, although you're not the number one draft pick, you're potentially going to be...
lower expectation.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and you're a slightly better team.
You've been listening to The Hard Ball Gets. We're here thanks to the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Stay with us because on Wednesday, the loose balls with Dil Buckley are back. Ooh. And later in the week, Indigenous round. Can't say the name. I don't want to say it.
It's too big.
But you've
it's a surprise.
It's so big. Buddy Franklin's in town.
Just saying.